Hundreds of museums and arts organizations all over Florida are dealing with an unprecedented loss of state funding. It's the first time all of the grants approved by the Department of State's Division of Cultural Affairs have been vetoed out of existence. We spoke to several North Florida arts organizations. They say they're determined to survive nonetheless. I'm Tom Flanagan. Jennifer Jones heads the Florida Cultural Alliance. It's the statewide advocate for arts organizations. She says a wholesale elimination of these grants has never happened before.
Total of $32 million, but on two lines. Looking back, as far as we can look to find details, it had never happened that all of the grant funding had been vetoed.
Governor DeSantis said the veto was sparked by his disapproval of the Tampa and Orlando Fringe Festivals, which he called sexual events and not appropriate for state funding support. Festival organizers have since offered to return their state grants if the governor will restore money to the state's other arts organizations. So far, that hasn't happened. One of the impacted organizations is the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. The grants it lost totaled more than $145,000. But Symphony Director Mandy Stringer says reserve funds and more community support have helped cushion the blow.
We have an action plan early in the ballgame, and this doesn't come out of left field and hit us at a time we're not expecting it.
But much smaller arts organizations, such as Gadsden Arts, a gallery in Quincy, has a bigger challenge, says Director Grace Robinson.
This is a big hit for us. Year to year, the funding level varies, but in terms of our small budget, it's between 7 and 12% of our budget.
But Robinson insists Gadsden Arts will survive even with the state funding loss.
Recognize we need to stick to the plan. It's working. We are engaging with many more people. We're growing as an organization. We're serving more children, youth, adult seniors. And then in return, more and more people are becoming part of the organization.
Over at the Southern Shakespeare Company, Executive Director Bianca Montague says program adjustments are underway.
It's really affected us for the entire year for all of our programming, not just our free festival that we do for our community, but our education programming that we do in the schools and in the community centers around town is going to be majorly affected by that as well.
Although Montague says for Southern Shakes, this show will go on, hopefully, with more help from friends and neighbors.
Unfortunately, it's become clear that we can't rely on our state government in the long run and that people in our community really need to come out and support their favorite arts organizations this year.
Mike Heron is executive director of the Monticello Opera House.
We offer access to the performing arts for a lot of people in Jefferson County, so it's important stuff. And I think it really makes a real contribution to the well-being and prosperity and in even economic situation in Jefferson County.
He saw his legislative grant vanish and is eyeing some cutbacks in the venue's schedule to compensate.
It's going to really, hurt our ability to do some shows to the point of we can't do the show because we just don't have the revenue there for it.
The arts organizations most fear that the elimination of the grants will be permanent. There are those who want to bring pressure to bear on lawmakers and the governor's office to reinstate the funding next year. Florida Cultural Alliance head Jennifer Jones is urging a more cautious approach.
We're going to up our game, as far as creating visibility. It will all be very friendly and hopefully educational and inspirational in our presence on the Capitol and maybe some more visibility in common areas. As far as other kinds of rallies that might appear as protests, we are not, as an organization, going to coordinate that.
Jones also hopes that all those who love the arts will contact lawmakers and urge them to restore the grants program. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.